Welcome to the KOXC 2025 Central Texas High School Football on the Road Report, sponsored by Sonic Drive-Ins. Hello, everybody. This is Mike Blagg. Today we are in Richland Springs, Texas, speaking with Harley Etheridge, head coach of the Richland Springs Coyotes. And, Coach, got to start off with Sonic. What's your favorite, what's your comfort food at Sonic?
Well, I love the chili cheese tots, and I love all their drinks. So, big fan of Sonic.
Yeah, those cold drinks are good this time of year. Yes. All right. You're the new head coach of Richland Springs, but no stranger to this area. But just introduce yourself real quickly to our listeners, where you grew up, your college, and kind of real briefly your coaching experience.
Well, I was born in Brownwood. I grew up everywhere. My dad was a superintendent. My mom taught. I was here before 2002 to 2008. That's when we won our first three state championships. And I've been around the world a lot and come back. I called Coach Burkhart, asked him if he could get me back on. I wanted to work with him again, and that's why I'm back.
All right, well, good to have you back. Six-man football, of course, is wide open and pretty crazy in a good sense. But just tell us about Harley Etheridge football. What does that look like?
Well, defensively, I like the man-to-man. And we'll do a couple of other sets in certain situations, but the man-to-man is our core defense. Offensively, I do it all. We do it all. It depends on the team and what kind of defense they run. But I like the J-Bird and I like the spread.
Explain the J-Bird.
The J-Bird is an unbalanced line, and I've tweaked it a little bit. The fullback is to the left of the center, and the tailback is to the right of the center and back about 5 yards, and we have a quarterback under, and then we have a what we call an X and a Y, a guard and a tackle on the right of the center. So we got big gaps, and we try to build 5 gaps for the defense to defend. It's really tough to defend.
Who are your assistant coaches?
Well, I got Mike Watkins, defensive coordinator. I got Edward Aviles, who's helping me with the offense. And I've got Dalton James, who just came on this year. Great young man. We're looking forward to big things with him. And he'll help on the defensive end and offense.
Richland Springs, of course, is used to winning and expects to win. 3 weeks deep in the playoffs last year, 4 weeks deep 2 years ago. Not to mention 9 state championships, so no pressure there, Coach.
Oh, no, not at all. You know, it's a great challenge to be at Richland Springs. Nobody can replace Coach Burkhart. Won't even try. He's the best ever. But I will, you know, copy a lot of what he did, and hopefully we can improve it. But the formula's there, and we'll follow it.
Let's talk about some of your key players. We're going to start with Billy Perry. Texas Football Magazine picked him as their preseason offensive MVP in District 15. Last year he led the team in rushing, passing, tackles, and sacks. Is there anything he can't do? Tell us about Billy Perry.
Well, I think he needs to kick a little, so we're going to look there this year, add that to his repertoire. Yeah, he's a great young man, very talented. He's got a lot to offer, and we'll expect, being a senior, we'll expect a little more this year.
Some other key players, Cohen Etheridge, I think you know that young man, Ethan and Evan Deeds, a couple of brothers. Tell us about them and anybody else that you're looking to for leadership this year.
Okay, well, Cohen, my son, he's my third son, and he knows what he needs to do. He's motivated, he's fired up, he loves football. So we'll just, you know, I'll expect more out of him this year than ever before. And then the Deeds boys are a great addition, very talented, good young men, great family. And I think they're going to be real flexible and help us in a lot of different ways.
Your pre-district schedule, oh my goodness, Gordon, May, Nueces Canyon, a couple of private schools, St. Joseph Catholic, West Texas Tornadoes, and then Lomita. Coach, well, that's going to be quite of a challenge.
Well, in the past, you know, we've been accused of having a soft schedule. And we wanted to challenge our boys early with some of the best. And you can't get any better than those first two teams. It doesn't matter what the numbers are, 2-0, 1-1, 0-2. We're going to use it to make us better. And that's why we did it.
Yeah, first game is Gordon, number one team in the state in Class 1A Division One. They've won 30 games in a row, two back-to-back state championships. Second game is May. They're only number four in Division One. Boy, if you win both of those, better watch out for the Coyotes.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll try to give them some competition. Mike Reed's the finest coach in the state ever. I mean, he's one of the best. And he's got some good, especially the senior class, got some good talent. And I expect to learn a lot from those guys. May, not much lower than Gordon. They're going to be tough. They're big. I think they've added to their team from last year, from off of their JV. One guy in particular, I'm not sure about the name, but I've been told he's really a quality player. So we're going to play them at home. So hopefully, you know, we can show up and scare them at least.
After that, Nueces Canyon, they kind of had an off year last year, but, boy, they've had lots of good teams over the years, so you never know. Lomita, you play them next. They're number 25 in the state. Then the two private schools, St. Joseph Catholic in Bryan, Texas, and then a private school called West Texas Tornadoes. Those private schools, sometimes they can be pretty darn good. You never really know. Tell us about those two private schools.
That's correct. You know, best example I can think of would make that point you just made was we played Austin Royal one year. I think it was 2002. Sent them home at halftime, 50-0. The next year, this is how much they improved. We barely beat them. It was like 78-72. So they got so much better in just one year. So you never know. You really can't anticipate. That schedule, just like the first two games, we want to use it to make us better. Steel sharpens steel. That's the way our approach is. So hopefully that's what we'll benefit from.
Where will those games be played? St. Joseph is from Bryan, Texas, I believe. I'm not sure where the West Texas Tornadoes are. Where are those games going to be played?
I don't have the schedule right now. We got six home games, four away, and we're playing one in Pretty against Gordon. So we've got a good schedule, mostly home games. You know, West Texas, I think they came here last year also. So we're thrilled to play them, and you know, I think they went to the state championship not too many years ago. So we'll find out once we start watching films how good they are.
Your District 15-1A, Division 2, Brooksmith, Panther Creek, Rochelle, Lone, in that order. The key game may be Rochelle. It's on Halloween, October 30th. Could be a scary game, Coach.
It could be scary. You never know about Rochelle. I've heard they picked up three players from Brady. I don't know if that's true. But they always seem to have – they always seem to reload. And they've given us some scares in the past, 3 years ago, especially at their place. They almost beat us. So we'll have to show up with our A game when we play Rochelle.
In the playoffs, your district matches up with District 16. Depending on how you finish, you might have to play Cherokee in week one. They're ranked number five in the state, Richland Springs number three. Right. That would be one heck of a game, but – you know, if you win your district, you can probably avoid Cherokee.
Yeah, I think Calvert will be on the rebound. They rehired a coach that they had years ago. He's a great quality coach. He'll have them motivated and playing really well. Cherokee, that's one of our rivalries. I hope we do play Cherokee at some point because our boys always show up for that game. That'll make us better. So it's going to be a great run if we can get there.
Yeah, it sure will. Cherokee's always good, and Calvert has had some good teams, too. Coach, thanks for your time, and good luck this year.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate you.
That's Harley Etheridge, head coach of the Richland Springs Coyotes, and this is Mike Blagg with your Sonic On The Road report on KOXE 101.3.